This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. A few weeks ago, I took my five-year-old grandson to the movie The Star. It's an excellent little movie, not just for kids, but for adults. So if you can, over the holidays, you might see it. In the movie, a small but brave donkey named Bo yearns for a life beyond his daily grind at the village mill. One day he finds the courage to break free and finally goes on the adventure of his dreams. On his journey, he teams up with Ruth, a lovable sheep who has lost her flock, and a bird, a dove named Dave. Bo and his new friends follow the star to Bethlehem and the manger and the first Christmas. When they followed the star, they walked by faith and found Jesus. There's a lesson there for us today, Christmas Day. When we follow God to His Son, our lives come together. They are whole. I didn't say perfect, at least in the sense of being flawless. I didn't say trouble-free or painless. But we are on the journey, and we have peace with God through Jesus Christ as we come to Him. Now, on the other hand, when we follow our own path by our own rules apart from Christ, we make a mess of things. I like the story of the pastor who enlisted some little children to help him present his Christmas sermon entitled The Star, same name as the movie I just mentioned. He gave each child one of the letters of that word, star, so they could hold it up to the congregation for them to see. And the pastor was planning to make a point on each letter, which spelled out S-T-A-R, but as the children stepped forward and turned around, they were in reverse order, and the laughing members of the congregation almost fell out of their pews as they read R-A-T-S, rats. Now, that's what happens, is it not, when we get things our way rather than God's way. Instead of finding the star leading us to Jesus, we end up frustrated and we cry out, rats. Following God as our guide, listening to Him speak to us in His Word, the Bible, He directs us to His Son, in whom we find peace. We find salvation, hope, light, and life. You see, once Jesus comes into your life, He puts the pieces, and they're often broken pieces, of your life together. A father was tired after an extra hard day at work. He was in his recliner, relaxing, but his little boy kept wanting attention, pulling on his dad's pant leg, climbing in dad's lap, begging for attention from dad. The dad was getting agitated. All he wanted to do was close his eyes for a moment and rest. Finally, in an effort to occupy his son, dad ripped a picture of the world from a magazine, tore it in small pieces, gave the child some scotch tape, and told him to go and put the picture back together again. Thought, well, that'll keep him occupied for a good while, the dad was thinking, so he leaned back to relax. But just a few minutes later, the boy was back. Picture was put together, taped together. Son, the dad said, that's incredible. How did you do that so quickly? Well, dad, the little guy said, there was a picture of a man on the other side, and when I got the man straightened out, the world was okay too. Okay, it's a picture of ourselves. When we get ourselves straightened out, I mean, when we come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we are celebrating today, Christmas Day, when we get ourselves straightened out in Christ, we have hope, we have a purpose, we are directed through the world's darkness to the light and by the light of Jesus Christ and His Word. So, let the light of the star, God's Word, direct you to Christ. And this day, have a very Merry Christmas. Then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. That will be New Year's Day. Join me here for your wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.